I'm Trina Taylor, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for Anthony Gormley's One Another project. The date today is the 6th of October 2009, and the time is 9:15 p.m. Can you please state your name, age, and where you're from?
Hi, my name's Anne Clayton. I'm 46 and I'm from Sheffield.
And how are you today?
I'm fine today. Dry, it's not wet, it's not raining. But it's been raining all day.
Have you travelled from Sheffield today?
I travelled from Sheffield, finished work and travelled down, yeah. Staying overnight and going back tomorrow.
You staying with friends or in a hotel?
No, in a hotel.
And how did you find out about the project?
I found out because I saw the Alison Lapper sculpture, which I thought was absolutely wonderful. And then read about the Anthony Gormley. I've seen Anthony Gormley's work at the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, Mapping Art Gallery in Sheffield a long time ago, and also the Angel of the North, and I think his work is very accessible, interesting, and just wonderful. It creates a reaction in people, and it's the accessibility is the bit that really makes it interesting for me.
Why exactly did you decide to take part and go on the plinth?
Because I'm never ever going to have that opportunity again. When do you get the chance to sit on it and in the middle of Trafalgar Square and be able to look down on the people? It's in front of the National Portrait Gallery. It's the heart of the city, at the heart of London, which is the heart of the United Kingdom. I like Anthony Gormley's work. I would like to have done the Newcastle project that they did but wasn't able to, and just felt it was the opportunity. I also think that the centre of the city, London is, the United Kingdom is becoming a multicultural city, multicultural country, and it's the exploring what it is. You've got Nelson on a column, so Nelson the hero of the French wars, now we are in the European community with the French. On the other side, he was an adulterer, he wasn't that very good with money. It's all about perceptions, and I wanted to be the fact I'm female, I own my own house, I have a career, is a result of historical changes. So we have Nelson, who is a British hero, but we also have other different types of Britishness, and it was an opportunity to actually show the different types of Britishness.
And how did you feel when you found out you got a place?
I was excited, and then I sat on it for 2 days and thought, what on earth am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because it's just amazing, and I'm not particularly an extrovert. And having looked at the plinth and seen that it is very difficult to make a massive spectacle that can be appreciated by the audience below, I thought I'd just be me and explore it a different way.
How are you going to spend your hour?
I'm going to spend my hour in reading a book, doing what I would do. It's a sort of capture, it's a snapshot, a picture of me, what I do, what I enjoy doing, as much as I can capture. So I've got a cup of tea, I've got a bar of chocolate, I've got a book and a newspaper, and some music, and I have a wonderful stuffed cat. Which represents my idea of a pleasure in one of the ideas of pleasure in the evening.
And you said you have a career in Sheffield.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do?
I actually work in museums and art galleries. I'm an educator in museums and art galleries.
What inspired you to work there?
I was a teacher, and realized, well, I didn't. The creativity had gone out of teaching, the spark, the ability to inspire children and see something happen in their eyes had gone. National curriculum had come in, SATs had come in, and I thought that the use of objects and using objects and getting people to tell stories and their own interpretation of objects and seeing awe and wonder in people's faces, seeing people taking on board things that they'd never even thought about and their personal responses, but also the personal stories they can tell about objects, because everybody's got a story inside them.
And you get back to the plinth and doing the things that you like. What do you enjoy about those things so much?
It's escape. Reading's an escape. It's informative, but it's escape. You can go into your own world. I enjoy eating. A bottle of wine would have been nice, but yeah, cup of tea and chocolate. Enjoy. It's about having time by yourself and sitting and relaxing, away from the world.
And what personally are you hoping to gain from the Blinth experience?
A view of the city, a view of Trafalgar Square, but also the part to belong in a capture of art, to take part in an artwork in an artist that I admire. I admire his approach to work.
What is it about Anthony Gormley that you admire so much?
Because his work is very accessible. It creates a response in people. There might be deep philosophical meaning behind it, but people have an immediate response to the work and appreciation, and it usually makes them smile. Not always, but it usually makes them smile. There's craft involved and wit, and it's interesting. And the fact he uses people and he models it on the human form, I think is quite key.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
Doing it for me. This is very much for me. This is personal. I thought about the political angle, but I think this is just about doing it for me, taking part in something for me. Not really told anybody I'm doing it, I've not told anybody I'm doing it, so because it's a personal thing. It's taking part in a piece of artwork and capturing a moment in time.
So would you rather not, that is it a conscious decision not to tell anyone that you're doing it?
There are a couple of people who know, but yeah, I've come by myself and yeah.
And what are your other interests or passions?
Passions. Eating. It's a big passion. Gardening, growing things. Walking in the countryside, the film, theatre, getting immersed in when you go to the film or the theatre, you become part of the performance, you are part of the performance.
Have you ever taken part in an arts context like this before?
No, I used to play violin very badly when I was younger, yeah, but not, I don't think people appreciated that very much. not as a performance piece.
So do you not play the violin anymore?
Oh no, you won't want to hear that. It's pretty ghastly.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My friends. I have a small family. My work. My hobbies. My interests. Enjoy. I think, and new experiences, and this is a new experience.
What is it about walking that you like so much?
I'm very lucky because Sheffield is surrounded by the most amazing countryside, and although it actually is man-made historically, it's not apparently man-made when you walk on it, and it's millions of years old. It's the result of volcanic and activity, and you can just lose yourself in the sky, clear sky, the colours and the emptiness of the landscape.
Did you grow up in Sheffield?
I grew up near Birmingham and lived in London for 5 years, and then lived in Manchester for 12 years and then in Derbyshire for 2 years. So moved around a bit, like Sheffield.
How come you moved around?
Jobs, work.
And are you looking to stay put in Sheffield?
I think so, yeah, for a bit, yeah. I like the countryside, yeah. It's a great city. It's a series of, it's 500,000 population, but the everybody knows everybody. You go to the pub and you'll meet someone you know, and you go to the theatre and you'll meet someone you know. It's a good, it's an active city. It's a lot going on.
Have you always worked in arts galleries?
No, I worked because teaching before, so no, I wasn't.
What did you teach?
I taught primary school children, so I taught younger children.
And how come you stopped teaching?
I stopped teaching because the national curricula came in, which was fine, but SATS came in, and it, which is monitoring children's attainment, their exam performance at certain times in their life, at 7 and at 11, and that overtook the children's ability to have personal responses and work at their own pace to things. It was always, it was filling empty vessels with knowledge and facts to regurgitate, which is not what I believe education to be.
So did you ever go back?
Well, what I do now is about providing information, but people being able to use it and interpret it in their own way. So I'm sort of doing a job I enjoy now.
And do you have any children?
No, I don't have any children. I have a cat with the scratches to prove it. Yeah. And I have a good set of network of friends.
What sort of do you get up to in your social life
then
when you're not working?
Theatre, cinema, walking, lots of reading. I think that's about it really. Keeps busy.
How do you feel about Anthony Gormley's view to democratise art? Does that relate to you being here today?
It does. I think it's that's why I'm interested, because it is a capture of 21st century Britain. The only thing is, because it is London based, it's not, you know, you have to have the ability to get here and the money to get here, and so it'd be interesting to know demographically how many people who are unemployed have actually come on the plinth, or, you know, or people from ethnically diverse backgrounds. I think that's quite interesting. Because of the nature of art, the arts, audiences do tend to have traditionally been limited to the white middle class, and I think that is an issue which Anthony Gormley is addressing very strongly in his work, but it is an issue that this project has started to address, but I know that was a definite opportunity to. Come down today, staying in a hotel, well, it was a travel lodge tonight, and then going back tomorrow. So I've had the luxury of taking time off work and doing that, and it'd be really interesting to know how other people, you know, if what the makeup of the people on the plinth is in terms of ethnographic diversity. But that's not what it might be about. That's my take on it. That might not be what Anthony Gormley is going for.
Do you feel the setting? What do you feel about the time that it's come now, in a recession, really, or this project?
I don't think it really matters, is it, in a recession? You need art. Arts. You need the arts to. And I think it's an exciting project. It's a very public project. And the fact it is in the centre of London, which is slightly diverse to what I was saying before, you know, but it is in the centre of London. It is in front of the National Gallery and the National Portrait Gallery. It's a sort of an alternative view, because to be in the National Portrait Gallery, you have to have achieved this, and this is giving ordinary people the opportunity to be part of that.
And did you put three words on your profile?
I did. I did. They were practical, I think imaginative and shy.
And why did you choose these in particular, these three?
I think I'm fairly practical. I think I have to be, because the work I do. And I think sometimes practicality gets in the way of creativity. So I think I like to be creative. I don't think I'm as creative as I could always be. So, and shy, I am shy.
Is this something that you've always been, or has it developed?
No, I've always been shy. I'm good. I can do but standing up, this is quite, for me, this is a bit of a, this is pushing myself way out of my comfort zone to do this. I can do this, I can do the conversation with you, I can do the conversations in the office, but to go and do that is going to be something totally different, but I will do it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You.